Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Master of Travel Advisor series. And I'm John Werner, the president of Mass Travel Network, a group of 220 travel agencies, 1,000 travel advisors with expertise in travel to all parts of the world. And today I have with me Aggie Lewis, who is one of our expert travel specialists in our organization. And Aggie just returned from Maui, and so we're going to talk about her experience there. So welcome, Aggie, to the Travel Advisor Series. And we're going to talk today about Maui and what things are like about traveling to Hawaii.
Thanks, John. I look forward to speaking.
Good, good. Well, I know you were there earlier this month early December to Maui. And I think Maui was the only island you were on, right? Is that correct?
That is correct. And let me preface by saying the reason for my trip was I was invited by the Hyatt Hawaii Resorts. I am one of 50 Hawaii 5-0 agents, and they invited 50 of us. And due to, confirmation of the schedule, only 10 of us with our guest went.
Oh, okay. So you were able to visit the Hyatt properties on Maui. And I think, where did you stay? Which resort did you stay in?
So I stayed on Maui for 10 nights, and I was all over the island. I stayed first 3 nights at the Andaz Wailea.
Oh, nice.
After that, I spent 1 night in Hana. In Hana, the hotel used to be called Travassa Hana, and it was taken over by Hyatt, so it's the Hyatt Hana. Then the trip led us to the Hyatt Regency Kaanapali Beach, which was recently redone, and they were finishing the lobby while I was there, but it was good, excellent. And then my last 3 nights were at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Oh. And with the Kaanapali Beach Hotel, in fairness to them, it is one of the most Hawaiian hotels. They're building a restaurant, but they're rehabbing their rooms. Mm-hmm. And with how the percentage on the island was about 20% of occupancy, I think they should have waited to open because there's so much construction. And it blocks the view of the beach by a green wall. So
right.
that should not have happened.
Yeah. I agree with you. It is a very Hawaiian style property at that hotel, and of course the Hyatt Regency is beautiful. I've stayed there myself, and it's a gorgeous property. So like from the very beginning, just when you started out on the trip, what airline did you fly to Maui?
So we flew American Airlines. Right now, due to COVID and the flight numbers being down, we had to connect. Going, we connected through LA, and my husband Todd and I went, and we felt very safe. We had masks and shields, but the flight attendants did their diligence up and down the aisles, making sure people had their masks on. They repeated a number of times to keep your masks on, except for having something to eat or drink. It's not like you could take an hour having your coffee or whatever.
Right.
So, so overall, our experience was very good, uneventful. And there was about 44 people on the flight. I asked when I was boarding the plane how many people were on the flight.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a large number of people for sure. So then what was it like? What was the in-flight experience like? It's a long flight. And
so we were fortunate. We got to upgrade for $99 to business class going to LA, and then LA to Maui that was not available. So we were in coach. So we experienced both classes of services, and it was good. In business class, we received mimosas. In economy class, nothing except, non-alcoholic beverages.
Right.
And I think that they feel that passengers get a little unruly when drinking, but I guess that stigma doesn't stand for business class.
I guess not. Well, fewer people to serve, I suppose. Maybe that's the rationale.
Oh, that's probably the rationale. That's probably a better way to put it. Yes, I agree with that. But so going to LA, we got usually in business class, you get a plate with silverware. It was just a disposable box, and you had a choice between a breakfast item of maybe a burrito, or you got a muffin type of thing. Nothing elaborate. And then from LA to Maui, we received no food service. You got a pack of pretzels. That was it.
That was it. Yeah. Yeah. You have to bring your own food nowadays for sure.
Yes. Sure. And then service wise, you could have water, coffee, tea, anything but alcohol in coach.
Okay.
But the flight, the passengers were fine. It's funny, when people aren't drinking on the plane, they're not going to the bathroom.
Yes, right.
I did notice that, and us too. So I usually have to go to the bathroom on a 5-hour flight, because each one was 4 and one was 5 hours. That did not happen. I stayed in my seat.
Yeah, it's a long time to stay seated, but you're right. You're right. I do know that if even though the beverage cart doesn't come down the aisle in economy, if you ask, like you said, there was coffee, you could have coffee, tea. I noticed on a flight I was on not too long ago that somebody asked if they could get a Coke, and the flight attendant brought it to them. So you can get beverages. You just have to ask. But anyway, so then when you arrived on Maui, what was it like at the Maui airport?
So when we arrived in Maui, they had a rope up. And now the airport was empty. The stores, and we arrived at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It was pretty empty. And they had a military personnel in his fatigues.
Oh, wow.
And usually you only see that in Mexico, the federales. I mean, here we're in Maui, and we had a military presence. But what they were doing was just basically directing traffic flow. Uh-huh. So you would then go in line to an empty gate area where the state of Hawaii had the safe travel people.
Okay.
And the safe travel people, before you even go to Hawaii, you have to fill out a questionnaire. And that questionnaire is basically an information sheet on your stay in Hawaii. When you're coming, when you're going, your flight information, your hotel information, if you're going to take a shuttle, if you're going to take a rent-a-car. It's basically, I think, to trace you if anything happened with COVID. Yeah. So we had, the protocol and it's gohawaii.com, safe travels. You fill out the form. You have to COVID test 3 days before, not sooner. And the time is even stamped on there. So some people told me, oh, don't worry about the time. You do have to be worried about the time. You can't be tested before 72 hours from your last flight into the island.
Okay.
And we had that both on our phone and printed. At the airport, it was fine. You could show either one. But once you arrived at the hotel, and we were at 4 different hotels in 10 days, and it wasn't all the Hyatt family. One was the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Everybody took this very seriously, and you had to pull it up on your phone. Yeah. So the hotels had to check it on the actual app.
Okay. Where did you go for that test that you were assured of having it back in time to travel?
So we had heard, I actually called, there's a phone number on the Go Hawaii Safe Travels, and Miley, who's the director for Kauai, she actually answered the phone, and they keep adding on different testing sites in the U.S., so that's a good thing. But my husband Todd and I, we went to the Walgreens in Bolingbrook. And I don't feel it's a real Walgreens per se, because we looked, the store, it's empty. It's on Boughton Road.
Okay.
And people are like, oh, can you just go there? No, you cannot. You can't. It's a drive-through. You can't go there. You have to have an appointment.
Okay.
And by hunting and pecking on the travel site, I looked to see when the time came out for us to be tested.
Okay.
And it's 4 days at 6 p.m., the 4 days prior at 6 o'clock at night is when they load the times. And I am telling you, within an hour or two, those times are all gone.
Wow.
So you really have to jump on it. And one of my favorite sayings is lickety-split. You have to be lickety-split fast in doing this. You can also go to CVS. I had a client go from San Francisco, and he tested right at United Airlines. However, okay, that was $250. Mm-hmm. And in Chicago now, both Midway and O'Hare are going to be doing testing.
Yes.
But the major thing is you want to make sure that it's a rapid test. And they have two types of tests that they accept. One's a rapid test, they're both NAAT. And I apologize, I don't recall what the NAAT is. It's a specific COVID test. But we had the one with the nasal swab.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, that worked out then for you. That was going to be one of my questions about, the testing and preparation for the trip. And now on the way back home, did you have to do anything when you left, departed Hawaii?
No, not at all. And what I wanted to say about when going back to the testing, Walgreens notified us in an hour and 45 minutes on our email.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just go and upload that QR code to the Safe Travels Hawaii.
Okay. All right.
Where some of the other testing that's out there, the CVS, the Costco has it, CVS has right. it. They send it away, and you'll get your results in 3 days. But
right.
that's frightening in itself, because if you are going. Nope. It's not the airline's responsibility to really check that. So people cannot be mad when they get there if they don't have the correct paperwork. It's really important. And the travel advisors have to make sure that they instill that on their clients and even have them check it if they want to have it check it. But it's the responsibility of the traveler.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing with Walgreens. It sounds like you can be assured that the way they're handling it and get the results back to you. Gives you the assurance that you're going to have it back in time to travel.
Right. In the Illinois area, because I have clients all over the United States, in Illinois, I went and looked, and if you go on the Safe Travels Hawaii and go to their trusted partners, mm-hmm. it'll give you a list, and you have to go through there to sign up so they know you're going for the COVID test for travel for
okay.
Hawaii. And in Illinois, I think, John, you're in the Schaumburg area.
Mm-hmm.
They have a Walgreens there that does it. And it, like I says, it is, there's only maybe three. There's one on the east side of Chicago on East 95th Street, Schaumburg, Illinois. And then you've got other downstate Walgreens. People I know that went with me on the trip, they went to Kaiser, Walgreens, CVS, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, whatever they can arrange.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then at the Maui airport, what was your ground transportation? Did you rent a car or did you take some kind of a limo or shuttle?
So no, we rented a car, and in Maui, there's two ways to get to the car center. You could take the little trolley.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's almost like a train kind of thing. You could do that. And again, because there were so few passengers, but after a long flight, we felt like walking. It's only a 10-minute walk. So we just walked there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we rented a car, and not due to COVID, but we were supposed to have a convertible. We got a Jeep instead because Hertz Ford Mustang has a recall. So of the convertibles in Maui, 80% of the convertibles are Ford Mustang. So they're very hard to come by. But we had a nice Jeep.
Okay.
And that whole process went fine. When you, everybody is basically behind a plexiglass these days. They're just not, you know, counter person. You're standing in line at a counter. They give you, well, the keys are in the car. They don't give you, they just hand you the paperwork in an envelope and that, and you go. When you leave the parking garage, they check, you know, everything out. And off you go. But there's a tag inside the vehicle that states the car has been cleaned according to the standards for COVID-19.
Okay, good, good. And so since your first hotel was Andaz in Wailea, they when you stepped into the lobby of the hotel, what was your first impression?
Well, the weather was beautiful. The Andaz is a beautiful hotel. When you walk in, you see the ocean. What I noticed immediately was they make it more of like a living room, very inviting, very, mm-hmm. very friendly. And you don't go over to the couches and are greeted with a cocktail. You know, there people are behind a plexiglass. They'll give you a hot towel. Things are more disposable, and I didn't get a beverage. I think somebody the next day did. We checked in on a Saturday, so I feel that the protocol is getting better by day.
Yeah, I would imagine they you know, as they test things, because you know the state has just recently opened. So they're probably, as time goes, they see what works or what they should tweak. And, so yeah, I'm sure the conditions change. And, but, the staff, at the hotel, everybody is, wearing a mask, I would imagine. And
everybody, I mean, if you're not wearing a mask, you're an alien. Everybody's wearing a mask.
Yeah. Okay. And that's what you found it to be the case everywhere you went across the island, I would imagine.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We drove up to Haleakala.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. So yeah. We did the drive up to Haleakala. Mm-hmm. You know, except for us being in the car, and we stopped along many different routes. We were going to go to a place called O'o Farms. In O'o Farms, they were closed, but it was owned by Oprah. And it's funny to hear, we were talking to some locals about, you know, the island and differences. And, you know, everybody, again, I can't stress enough, they welcome the tourism, but at the same token, they want us all to be safe.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
They live there. We're just visiting. And I think they're trying to get the culture back where it's forefront. And you really see that more. And I feel there's just such a respect for these people, because tourism has got to be, oh my God, almost all of their economy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been devastating on the economy because it is such a big part. And I think right now, so they're accepting visitors and vacationers from the mainland U.S., but I don't think they're accepting travelers from other countries. Japan, Australia, some of those countries have a lot of their citizens go to Hawaii, and I don't think they are allowed in yet.
That's correct. I know they were looking at opening up the border this month for Canada.
Okay. All right. You mentioned going to Haleakala. Was it for the sunrise, or was it during the middle of the day?
We did go for the sunrise. Not this trip. We went in the middle of the day.
Okay. All right.
Just for a drive, because we were going to do Haleakala.
Yeah.
And we were going to do that O'o Farms. Well, one of our favorite restaurants is Pacifico. And the server was like, oh, I got to check out Oval Farms. And I was like, you know, that I've been to Hawaii over 25 times.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh.
And a master specialist on all the islands with the Hawaii Tourism Board. But I wanted to really try to find different things. So we ate at food trucks. We saw in one of the photos that I sent you, there were four old model cars in front of us on the road. There was must have been they were coming from a car show. So beside the food trucks, and so we wanted to go to this OO Farms. I haven't been there. You know, it's serves a lot of the restaurants farm to table.
Right.
The day we went, it was closed.
Oh, okay.
And being the travel agent, when the server told us to visit it, we're like, oh, we're going tomorrow. We'll check it out. Never did I think it was going to be closed, but that's another fact that I would tell people, you know, it's just going to keep getting busier, so hours will get more to normal.
Yeah.
But a farm, when would a farm be closed on a Saturday or Sunday, you know?
Yeah.
With tourists. Well, I mean,
you run into that a lot of attractions and so forth closed or maybe only open certain days of the week?
Only open certain days of the week.
Yeah.
The camaraderie on the island, and that's probably not the right word. They use the word Ohana, family.
Yes.
So I went to the Hyatt Maui's Luau, and it's only open some certain days of the week, where in past times it was open every day.
Yeah, right.
And there's only a couple luau's open right now, and I think they alternate days, so they get guests.
Yeah.
To sponsor both luau's.
Sure. Yeah, it makes sense right now with every early in the reopening. And so besides Haleakala, then what other attractions or sites were you able to visit?
So besides Haleakala, we went to on a Sea Maui and CSCA Maui sunset cruise.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun. We went to Hana. So we did the road to Hana.
Yeah.
And just a plug for Hana. Hana is a great area, and you really can't see it all in a day. The drive is almost a day.
Yes.
So
right.
if you want to spend any time outside the hustle and bustle when it is that way, I would definitely recommend the Hana Maui. When we went, there was only their cottages on, I think 75 acres.
Yeah.
And so it's spectacular. The sunrise, the sunset, and you could visit one of the seven wonders of the world in Hana, Ohio. It's the seven waterfalls.
Mm-hmm.
But to do any hikes or anything like that, you really need another day.
Yeah, and you said two nights there.
We spent one night.
One night. Yeah. You really probably. I've not been to Hana, even though I have been on Maui. But we didn't make it there. We just didn't have enough time to do everything. So next time, I would like to get to Hana. But I've heard it's beautiful.
Yeah, on the way to Hana, there's a hippie town. Willie Nelson's known to be frequent in Paia town.
Paia, yes, yeah.
And on the way there is a famous restaurant, Mama's Fish House. It's right outside that town. But when I knew I was going only about a month before my travels, I tried to make a reservation at Mama's Fish House.
Yeah.
And even though social distancing and the numbers are low, the only time I could have made was one. There was only one day to open at 9 o'clock at night, and then I don't eat at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's amazing. The restaurant is so famous and so popular, but it's beautiful there. It's a very beautiful setting, and
And they also so you can watch the windsurfers right outside there.
Yeah.
So that is. Being in December, the surf was up, so there was a lot of windsurfers, kite surfers, regular surfers all along that stretch of the road. And there's, you know, they're just parking their cars, just lining them up parking, and they're out there having a good time.
Yeah, that's just so fun. It's neat. When you said you took a cruise out in the off the island, did you see any whales?
Yes. Yes.
You did? Okay.
Yeah. So we were at a point where every time everybody tried to take a picture, they would miss it. Mm-hmm. You know, so there was two whales out there, and they were probably vying for a female whale's attention because they were literally bumping each other. I mean, you could just hear the grunting, and you know, they weren't doing more of a show with breaching. Mm-hmm. We saw two breaches, but they were being really aggressive with one another.
Wow, that would be neat. It was so incredible experience to be watching that. And so yeah, going back to the restaurant conversation for a moment, and what were some other what was the dining experience in the hotels, and then other experiences you had off properties?
So we felt very comfortable dining. Again, you have to wear your mask at all times everywhere. If you're at your table eating, of course your mask is off. And some people would be like, "Oh, I don't want to deal with that." I didn't feel bothered by it at all because it was habitual. Everybody was doing it. Mm-hmm. So I think it, so when you would get up, you just got to make sure you hurry up and put your mask on. But at Andas, we ate at the Kahana Kitchen.
Okay.
And that was excellent. So Andas was a little bit different than the Hyatt Maui. Andas, you ordered only off the menu. Hyatt Regency Maui, they had their buffet.
Oh, okay.
But they had the glass, the plexiglass.
Yeah.
And you don't serve yourself. The chef serves you.
Okay.
Where usually a chef will make an omelet and hand you back your plate.
Yeah.
No, they take your plate and you just point to what you want and they'll put it on there and then hand it at the end to you.
Okay. So no, the Hyatt Regency, no, none of the restaurant, all the restaurants were, it was buffet style?
No, you could order off the menu. This was just breakfast.
Just breakfast, yeah.
It was just breakfast. And Andas also had breakfast, but no buffet whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
Hyatt Maui, because everybody was so used to their wonderful buffet breakfast.
Yeah.
But one day I ordered off the menu and tried the buffet. So that was good. When you went to the luau, they served you behind the plexiglass too. And where before they would call a whole section, they would only do a table by table.
Okay, right.
And at the Hyatt Maui Luau, they could have up to maybe 600 people. It's big, big, big space.
Yes, yeah.
They only allow up to 200.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
And so the tables, someone said, wow, it looks empty. I feel bad. It wasn't, it was just that it was that socially distant, and they will never put you where before the luau, you might have 10 people at a table you don't know.
Right.
Nope.
No, just
if it's just like a Kaiman couple,
right?
You are going to have that table yourself, the two of you,
right?
And that table will cost $400.
Oh my gosh!
But being a Hawaii 5-0,
you
get $100 off. So now it's $300. So just a little bit elevated, what a luau, $150 a person.
Yeah.
But you have all this space to yourself now.
Yeah. So what was your favorite restaurant on this trip?
On this trip, in Lahaina, we went to, I had two. Lahaina, we went to a restaurant called Pacifico. That was very good.
Mm-hmm.
And when in Hawaii, you have to have fish because the fish is phenomenal.
Sure.
And I'm not usually a fish person in Chicago. But it was fresh and it was great. And then my second one was at the Hyatt Maui, Japango.
Okay.
And Japango was where Pacifico, it's a little out. It is at the end of Lahaina or the start of Lahaina on the way to Kihei. That is right on the ocean, and that was excellent. It wasn't, it was socially distant. We ate outside every time. And in Chapingo, people were waiting to get in. So it's a popular restaurant on the island, not just at a hotel. And there we had, because it was, Hyatt sponsored a couple dinners for us, and they split the group of 10, 5, and 5. So we wouldn't be larger than a big table, and the table was, quite large. But we did have some appetizers, and I think we tried every appetizer. And then for our entree, Todd actually had a filet, which looked great, and then I had the Ono.
Well, I know a few minutes ago you mentioned the food trucks, and that has really become caught, that's caught on quite a bit on Maui, and so fun. Especially if you have a rental car and you're just visiting, you know, different places. And
hands down, because these are the real local people. So we ate at an Asian food truck. They're by Long's Drugs in the Kihei Wailea area. They're pretty much permanent there. And then we ate at a Mexican one in the Kanapali area. It's just nice. You go, they have picnic tables set up. People are friendly. You'll see you're in line with locals. People, again, are social distance. And the food's very good, and you're helping out the locals.
So any other restrictions that you encountered trying to use the pool or the beach or the gyms or anything, spas?
Well, unfortunately, I did not go to the gym. We decided, coming from Chicago, we walked the beach. You know, we did a little hike in Haleakala. There's a neat forest there that we hiked a couple of times. Did not even look into the gym, so I couldn't even tell you about the gym. But I did have a massage at the Hyatt. And the protocol there is usually they'll have nice flavored cucumber water or oranges, you know, and and so they'll have the nice serene music in that, but no pitchers of water. When I went to have my treatment, my massage, when I was on my stomach, she said, you know, because you get a little nasally, I think, sometimes when you're laying down. And she said you could bring your mask down past your nose, but still have your mouth covered. And then when I flipped on my back and my front side, I didn't have my mask on. But I didn't feel, I was thinking, oh, I'm in this room. But the room was quite filtered, and I was fine. I've been back. I arrived back home on December 9th, and today's the 23rd.
Yeah, it is the 23rd.
Okay, so I'm home 2 weeks today. And whereas I was going to take a COVID test, 2 weeks, knock on wood, I'm fine.
No, that's great. And that, you know, that's the thing about travel can be safe, even in these times. So many destinations that are receiving visitors have done a great job. It appears to, I feel safe traveling. And I think they've done a great job trying to make sure that they're keeping everybody healthy and safe, and they followed all the protocols. So
three of my four hotels for housekeeping, they didn't come into our room at all.
If we
could have had them come in, but Todd was like, 3 days, you know. And I think that that's the break point, because I had a client go for 10 days, and they said, they stayed at the Grand Wailea, and they said down at the front desk, well, they went the day it opened, so there was a bit of a learning curve there. But with Hyatt and that, and when we got to the Hyatt Maui, they asked us, do you want housekeeping or no? And I'm like, yes, please. I like my bed made instead of me making it. It's part of the vacation experience. So, you know, we've seen the housekeeping people, and that they wear gloves. And so they would ask you, what time do you want your room cleaned? And just make sure you're out of your room.
Right.
So we would have them clean our room around 11 o'clock because we felt we were back from breakfast and we could go to the pool or go out and do excursions. And our room was clean, and that was a really nice feeling. I like that better. I know some people don't want anybody in their room, mm-hmm. but I was like, bring it on. I have to clean at home. I don't want to clean on vacation.
Yeah, right. That makes sense. So what other recommendations do you have for anyone who would also like to go to Maui at this time or maybe in a few months?
Well, I would definitely tell them to go. Anybody who, filling out the paperwork and getting the COVID test is for their benefit. And it, I think it makes not only you feel safe, but it also makes the people on the island feel safe.
Yeah.
And I listened to, it was on either Nightline or 60 Minutes, where the lieutenant governor is a, what is he? He's an emergency room doctor during the weekend.
Okay. I heard yes. that. Yeah.
Yes. And they actually have, from when Hawaii opened, they actually have less COVID cases based on their protocols. So they're feeling that it's working. And I can attest to it. It is working. People can't go there with a cavalier attitude and figure they're going to do whatever they want. They have to, you know, just follow these steps. And I think travel is going to be different for a while. And like you says, if it's safe and it protects everybody, then that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. But, so do you have any other trips coming up?
Do I have, I was supposed to leave today for Colorado to visit our kids.
Oh.
But we canceled because in Colorado, they have a health and safety ordinance, if that's the correct terminology, that you can't have. We rented a house on Breckenridge mm-hmm. and had to cancel it because it was asked of us if there were going to be more than one household, and we were 3 and 4 households.
Oh, okay.
So we canceled it. Our son's going skiing tomorrow for 2 days and staying at the Hyatt Regency of Breckenridge.
Yeah.
And I hope to get to go maybe next year for New Year's or my birthday, which is early January. And yeah. I have no problem flying. I'll wear, I don't think it's necessary to wear a shield, but I would be extra protective because I'm going to visit our children.
Yeah.
So I would go. I just, you know, you have to be very concerned with the these ordinances and travel and.
Yeah. No, it's a reasonable thing to do, and you know, if it helps keep everyone safe, it makes sense. So.
But as far as travels next year, I have a few groups on an Avalon River cruise, and Todd and I are going with them in October. Mm-hmm. We're doing the Three Rivers. It's a new river cruise for Avalon, incorporating the Rhine, the Main, and the Danube.
Danube, yeah.
And we have, there's 19 of us.
Wow, how nice. It's going to be a great trip, I'm sure.
And then we were to go. I was incorporating this trip for work and visit with our kids in Hawaii, but that didn't happen because Kauai went back to the 14-day quarantine. So we're hoping to get back to Kauai with our kids sometime next year.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be nice. Yeah, it's something to look forward to for sure.
Yeah. Hawaii is great. And even, you know, if you're not horseback riding, because there are some people that horseback ride, zip line, the Hyatt Maui has this guy, Eddie, who does star tours on the top roof.
Oh, okay.
So that's pretty neat. So there's a lot out there. There's a lot on Maui that you could do yourself so you could feel socially distant, going to the beach, walks, hikes. So I would tell people, yes, get out there, travel, and Hawaii is probably the safest place to go right now.
Yeah. No, those great suggestions because of the outdoor, everything, you know, you could be done outdoors. The hiking, I know, is spectacular. And I love the fact that you brought up the stargazing with this week's appearance with Jupiter and Saturn being so close to one another, and the Christmas star, as they call it.
Christmas star, right.
Yeah.
Did you get to view it or no?
A little bit last night. The night before was cloudy, so that was the peak night. But last night, I think I saw it. I think so.
One of our members, Julie Kokos, she actually took a picture of what she viewed it, and she said her amateur camera skills, but I think she did a good job.
Yeah, well, I'll have to see if I can get a hold of that video. But well, Aggie, thank you so much for spending time today with us. It was learned a lot about how they're doing things in Hawaii. It's very comforting to know that things are, you know, have started out well there since they are recently reopened, and I'm sure a lot of people just can't wait to go. So we appreciate your sharing your experience with us today, and look forward to, I'm sure you're looking forward to your next travels.
I am. And John, just to recap, for the travel advisors and their clients, make reservations early. Mm-hmm. You can always cancel, but I would make the reservation so you're not disappointed once you get there, so you could do everything you want to do.
Yeah, that's good advice too. And especially for some of those restaurants that you wanted to get into and couldn't.
Restaurants as well as activities, because I even feel like the boats that hold our boat, we had 18 people on it.
Oh, right. See, yeah, that makes sense too. The boats are not taking as many.
Yeah, so some of these boats hold 100 and they take 60, but they might not even take that 60 anymore.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, but that Sea Maui, SCA Maui, they were great. And because we saw the whales, we got back. It was getting dark. You know, we were getting off the boat into the water. So they really did their best to try to make it a complete experience with the sunset and the whales.
Oh, I'll bet that. Yeah, what a great experience to see that. Well, again, thank you so much, and we wish you and your family happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and enjoyed very much talking to you today.
Okay, thanks, John, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you for listening to Masters of Travel. You can find us on Facebook at Mass Travel Network, on Instagram at Mass Travel Network, and on Twitter at MVP Travel. If you would like to find a travel advisor near you, please direct message any of our social media sites.